Kind of sleepy.
Okay.
Is that a little pump?
Yeah.
Oh, knew it.
Today is Friday, November 15th, 2019, and you're listening to UNI News, UNF Spinnaker's podcast about the top news stories of the week, each week, every Friday at 2 p.m. I'm Editor-in-Chief Liana Norman. Today I'm here with Spinnaker's weather anchor, Miller Mott. Miller, tell me about your top story of the week.
The UNF Faculty Association passed a resolution urging the university to divest their endowments in fossil fuels.
Two questions. What does divest mean?
Divest means to uninvest.
What does endowments mean?
Endowments are basically the interest on these endowments are used for student scholarships.
Okay.
So this is a resolution that's already been passed in student government, I think in 2014. And the Faculty Association just passed it about a month ago.
Okay.
And it's mostly symbolic. They're just saying, hey, we don't want our money in endowments or our endowment money in fossil fuels, which is $91 million. UNF has $91 million in endowments.
So student government in 2014 said, we don't want all of these scholarships / endowments. So UNF student government in 2014 said, we don't want any money that UNF is choosing to invest in places to go into fossil fuels. The Faculty Association, which is different than the UNF administration, picked it up as well and said, hey, we don't want this either. But it doesn't necessarily change anything since it's not the UNF administration.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't do anything. It's just them telling the administration, they're like, hey, we want the money to be withdrawn. And their main argument, Dr. David Jaffe is a sociology professor here, and he was the one who headed up this whole resolution. He brought this to the Faculty Association. So his main argument was that one of UNF's core values is responsibility to the natural environment. And so his argument is that this doesn't line up. Investing in fossil fuels doesn't line up with UNF's core values.
Is the administration aware of this resolution?
The president's office declined an interview on the subject, but they released a statement saying President Szymanski is aware of the recent resolution passed by the Faculty Association and is taking it under advisement. There is nothing else to say at this time. So it looks like the Board of Trustees is kind of shying away from it now. It took a pretty long time from the students who led this up.
And 5 years?
Yeah, to get to the Faculty Association, which is
it's a
saying
step.
A lot. Yeah.
It's a step.
And so it'll probably take longer if this does pass.
To get
ever.
To the administration.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Miller.
Yeah.
Stick around because when we get back, we're going to talk about the Birds of Trey defeating the Eagles.
Hey folks, this is your captain speaking. We've reached a cruising altitude of 10,000 feet. The seatbelt sign has been turned off. Please feel free to move about the cabin. We may be experiencing some turbulence on the remainder of the flight. No need to worry. We have the relaxing, easy hits from 95.5 WSKR Spinnaker Radio.
I'm here with Drew McDonald. He's our sports editor. Drew, tell me about your top story of the week.
Liana, I come in here dressed in UNF basketball garb with the jersey and the t-shirt, which says the Birds of Trey. You mentioned earlier in the show, Birds of Trey. Here's what it means. Now, normally an osprey is a bird of prey, but the trey comes from a three, which is a number. The number symbolizes the three-point shots that we make. So going into the game we played against Georgia Southern, we had 15 three-pointers. Now, it sounds like a lot, and it is. The band at the UNF games, they always put a three board when we had a three-pointer. They put that on 15 times on Monday.
Wow. So how do we stack up nationally for three-pointers?
Thank you for that question. We're actually third in the Division I teams for 3 points, which is actually a pun intended. We're third in the nation in threes.
Oh, wow. Looks like threes are
a
lucky number.
It's called a pun trifecta. The way that we've been shooting has basically been allowing us to win games. Now we're 2-1. We lost to Florida last week, which we mentioned on the show. It's a callback to Union News last week. But I think that with this team, with the shooting, it's kind of a good omen for the season for us to keep going. And I'm on this shirt, Liana, I'm telling you, it says Birds of Tring on the back. I'm not showing it very well, but it shows it. It's right radio.
Drew turned around in the booth to show me that his shirt does indeed say Birds of Tring on the back.
So imagine a hashtag, a Austria logo, then the word of, and then a three. So hashtag Birds of Tring.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
When can we expect to see the Birds of Tring play again?
That's be next Monday. That'll be November 18th against Trinity Baptist College.
Stick around, because after this short break, we're going to talk about what the university had to say about the neo-Nazi posters found on campus.
What's up, guys? It's Brandon Ludwig from the Live and Local show. Are you ever wondering what there is to do around Jacksonville? Well, do I have some good news for you. Every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m., I go over everything going on all over Jax. From the west side to the beaches, I've got you covered. So tune into the Live and Local show right here on Thursdays from 2 to 3 on Spinnaker Radio.
This week, Eric Feliciano, a general assignment reporter here at Spinnaker, wrote an article about the Szymanski administration responding to the neo-Nazi posters found on campus a couple of weeks ago. The university, as of this past Tuesday, made a statement following the alleged neo-Nazi posters found. The statement sent out said, "The University of North Florida wholeheartedly rejects hate in all its forms, and the views expressed on these flyers are fundamentally opposed to everything we stand for as a university and as human beings." The statement was signed by President Szymanski himself. Szymanski also goes on to say that UPD is continuing its investigation on the neo-Nazi reports and is actively searching for offensive material on their daily patrols. And if any students have any information, contact UPD. During a class activity, Professor Dawn M. Wessling had her students make responses to the neo-Nazi posters found on campus. Their responses can be found at unfspinnaker.com. One of them reads, "It may be naive to think that we should be able to learn from the history of humanity, but somehow every time I come across aggressions such as this, I feel utterly dumbfounded." The rest can be read at unfspinnaker.com. Tune in next Friday at 2 p.m. for another episode of Uni News. Special thanks to Miller Mott, our weather anchor, Drew McDonald, our sports editor, Eric Feliciano, our general assignment reporter, myself, and our audio engineer, Madison Roberts. For more of the top stories of the week, you can head over to unfspinnaker.com. I'm Liana Narman with Spinnaker News. Have a great weekend, everyone.